He stomped out of the room, leaving Bertram alone on the bed, staring at the telephone number on the display of his phone. "Fucking hell!" he shouted, throwing it down on the bed. Felix had only said one sensible thing, that it was nothing to do with him. Of course it wasn't. What business was it of his that a Supreme Court justice might die? It was almost certainly a pompous tosser who would put him in jail if the opportunity arose. And that opportunity might be tracking the call to his phone, and finding out he had been the one to call and tell him that his life was threatened. No bloody way. Though of course, he might use the phone the handler had given him. It was prepaid and couldn't be traced. The Hawks had received one each. They were the ones they used to communicate with the handler. But why would he? He still stood up and found the key to the drawer that had the phone in it. The key was well hidden, so that Eva Meyer wouldn't find it and start snooping. She had asked him what he kept in that locked drawer, and whether it was porno movies. How little she knew. He was certain she had searched thoroughly for the key, but she'd never find it. He kept it hidden between the stones in the chameleon's tank. She never even went near it. Sitting with a prepaid phone, he hesitated. Was he absolutely certain it couldn't be traced? The handler said no one could trace it, not even the police. That was why prepaid phones were used by so many criminals. Without wanting to do it, his fingers dialed the number.
"Carl Dallarup speaking."
Bertram froze and opened his mouth, but no sound emerged.
"Hello? Who is it? What do you want?"
Bertram hurriedly disconnected the call and threw the phone down. The voice did not sound at all pompous. It was firm and steady, but sounded nice and a bit flustered at the end. "Damn," he intoned, scratching his scalp desperately with his fingernails. It felt as if his whole body was tingling. He heard someone by the front door, and hurried out there, thinking Felix had come back. They had only been angry with each other a few times before, and it never lasted very long. Eva Meyer looked at him with surprise.
"You're home?"
"So it would seem. How come you're home so early?"
"Took the rest of the day off. The restaurant was not very busy today, so I bought us something nice for dinner. Let's be friends again."